Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 16th, 2011, episode 295, sponsored today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore!
Thank God it's Friday!
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some hosing around.
Well, Jamie, I ended the day yesterday with a bit of a rant on my high horse, so today I thought I'd start out with a very nice Christmas story for you. Have you heard about all of the layaways being paid off by anonymous people across the country at Kmart and Walmart?
No.
Apparently, it's become a real thing this year. People are going in to Kmart and Walmart, and either they're just sitting there waiting for people to come in to make payments on their layaways, and when they hear, they see the frazzled lady with the kids going, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this, you're probably going to have to take them off a layaway, they just walk up and pay off the people's accounts. And there's this lady in Indianapolis who paid off as many as 50 people's layaways in one day, just went into the counter and said, who's struggling to pay their layaways, and are they have little kids and for Christmas, and she just paid them all off, thousands of dollars worth. And on the way out of the store, she handed out $50 bills and paid for two carts of toys for a woman in line at the cash register. And apparently she was doing it in memory of her husband who had just died, and she said she wasn't going to be able to spend it and wanted to make people happy with it. And as she was handing the money out and paying off the layaways for people, she just said for them to remember Ben, her husband. And this has been one of about 100 stories across. People are coming in and paying thousands of dollars of other people's layaways, just coming in and doing it, and then the store calls the people up, and apparently people have been breaking down in tears, and it's just, what a neat story of people, and it's not organized, it's just a bunch of random people who decided to do it this year.
Wow, that is a fantastic story. That makes me want to go put some stuff on layaway.
I
got a good story for you too. Do you want another heartwarming one?
Okay.
Why are you laughing at me? That's so funny.
I just knew you were going to say that. I just knew that was going to come out of your mouth. We've been working together long enough now, I guess.
Oh gosh. Well, here's a really good story, and I found this on the blog. It's a blog that I love to read. It's called horseandman.com. And they posted this from the Midwest Horse Welfare Foundation Incorporated. And I'm just going to read it real quick, skim through it. But it's the people from the Horse Welfare Foundation. They said, we look after a sweet mare by the name of Baby Doll. Her owner is a man named Ken who's getting up there in his years. He's over 90 years old. Due to health issues, Ken has not been out to the barn in over a year to see his beloved mare. Now, Ken is one of those guys that when he would come to the barn each week, he always had some dog food, cat food for the barn critters, treats for his horses and everybody's horses, and usually, you know, food for the barn managers. So they say you try to get the picture of what type of man Ken is. Well, Cindy and our friend Ken decided to pay Ken a visit a few weeks ago. He lives about an hour and a half drive from the barn, and they took in the trailer the horse, his horse, Baby Doll. Well, again, this guy's 90-plus years old, hasn't seen his horse in over a year and a half. They knocked on Ken's door. Delighted to see them, Cindy and Ken, they chatted for a second, and they smiled and said, hey, there's somebody else here to see you. In the Chicago suburbs, they brought Baby Doll out of the trailer, brought her up. They said the look on the man's face, over 90 years old, was nothing but pure joy. He called the mare. Her ears perked up. She came right over to him, and they said that Ken, who was in World War II, fought battles. His wife said she'd never seen him cry. He started tearing up as he saw his horse that he hadn't seen for a year and a half in his front yard. I'm getting choked up even telling you the story. So anyway, just a really nice thing that somebody did for a man who loved his horse but couldn't leave his house. So there you go. That's my Happy Friday story.
What a great story. That is a neat story. So we are all full of good stories on Freestyle Friday. And Jennifer is going to tell us what's coming up on today's show, so Jamie has time to recoup.
take
Jennifer,
a moment, Jamie.
Was that a lead? Did that emotionally touch you as well, being a woman?
Kleenex alert. On today.
I was emotionally touched, and I'm not even a woman. So.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Product for Style Friday. Let me get through this. Bachman Trailers is here, and I'm sure I've pronounced that wrong. I apologize. Are in the opening act today. Marsha Houlihan will be here to fill us in on these uniquely engineered equine and gas mileage friendly horse trailers, all the way from Germany, available here in North America. And with our gray matter all warmed up, we'll be moving on to really bad ads, where the best of the worst will be chosen. Stay tuned for the Laugh Fest and the presentation of the soon-to-be bestseller book, Tex, to one of our winners, and a gift certificate from Kentucky Performance Products, our lovely sponsor for the day, as prizes.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Well, my Daily Winnie today is a happy birthday to a very regular listener of ours, Lisa Bike. And I put together a new birthday bumper for the birthdays that I do. You want to hear it, James?
I would love to.
All right, so this is the Lisa Bike gets the maiden voyage of this.
Happy birthday,
Always have to have a Winnie at the end, don't you?
Well, that's the crappy movie, you know, Winnie that you hear in the movies all the time when the horses aren't
Winnie.
Really whinnying. Yeah.
The fake Winnie.
Yes, the fake Winnie.
The fake Winnie. Gotcha. Yeah, I love it. I love it. So can you play it one more time?
Okay.
Happy birthday,
That's great, Glenn. Good job. I like it. Happy birthday.
Here you go.
This one goes to Raven and, hold on, I've lost his, Raven Ghost Wolf, my favorite name of any listener ever. Raven posted on our Facebook page, this is a little late, but on December 10th in Queen Creek, Arizona, which is in Arizona, but it's like way far away from me. My niece Taylor Grantham and her horse Babe for the season won first place in the pole B class and won their first buckle, and in barrels class AA, second place, winning some very bling purple stirrups. And to me, what makes this one so special is that 1 year ago, Babe was rescued from an auction. Another unlikely champion, go Taylor and Babe. I agree with you, Raven.
That's really cool.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, just goes to show you that auction horses can do amazing things. And did you see that she posted a picture there? Did you see the size of the rider compared to the horse?
Yeah, Raven posted it, and he didn't even mention how the horse is huge, and this girl is tiny.
Taylor Grantham, and you know, she can't be very old. You know, she looks maybe like she's what 10-12 years old. But boy, that horse is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Spectacular looking paint horse. So if you want to see that, you can go ahead and look at our Facebook page. Just search Horses in the Morning.
All righty.
All right. So I'm a little bit bipolar today. It's like happy, sad, happy, sad. Well, my friend, my dear friend, Uncle Mo, posted on his Facebook page something about his dear dad. Uncle Mo, of course, you know, champion two-year-old, just retired to stud. He said on his Facebook page, "Tough day today. I lost my dad, Indian Charlie. He lost his battle with cancer. He was my hero. I always tried to be as good as him. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here or be as talented. I hope I can be half the sire and horse he was. He was a legend. I'm proud to call him my dad." Really sad. Obviously, I can't try not to cry when I read that, but I get a little sad last night because Indian Charlie, of course, father of Uncle Mo, sire of Uncle Mo, ran in the Kentucky Derby. He did finish third, and he pulled a suspensory after that. So he did not race after he was in the Kentucky Derby, but he was quite the champion and actually was a fantastic stud from Airdrie Stud. So there you go.
He can't be that old, Jamie, right? He wasn't that old, was he?
No, he was like 16 years old. 16 years old, and the cancer that he had, I've never even heard of. Let's see, let me find the name of the cancer because it is something that is kind of bizarre. They were working him at McGee Medical Center and at Haggard's, of course. Talk amongst yourselves while I try to find the name of it.
Hello, everybody. It's Friday.
It's Brisa Friday.
1 week till Christmas. Can you believe that? We're only a week away. We're only 2 weeks away from 2012. That's the other amazing thing. Well, you want to play some music? I could dance.
I can't find it. I'm sorry. It's just not going to come up. Oh, wait. I found it. Okay. See, this is why I wanted to read this word to you, because I have no idea. Hemangiosarcoma. Hemangiosarcoma is the name of the cancer that Indian Charlie had, and apparently it was a very challenging battle, and they've been really doing a lot for him. He was at Haggard's. They said everybody kept giving him carrots and peppermints, but they had to make the decision to euthanize him. So hemangiosarcoma. And yes, Glenn, 1 week till Christmas.
Susan will put... We'll do some research for us and post it on our Facebook page exactly what kind of cancer that is and what it attacks. I don't know.
Or Simico,
yeah. Or Simico, either one. Yep. Hey, I wanted to remind everybody to leave their voicemails for our next Friday show, which is going to be our special Christmas episode. We're going to record it earlier in the week next week, and we want your voicemails wishing whoever you want to a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You can just give us a call, maybe everybody at your barn, maybe your horse, maybe your significant other, maybe just Jamie and I and the whole listening world. We would love you to leave a voicemail, and for doing that, we're going to pick, out of a hat, we're just going to pick one of the voicemails to win a really big box. Well, we decided to call it craft, didn't we? A really big box of studio craft that we've put together that's all the stuff that people send us all year long. It's going to be hats and shirts and videos and books.
I just think that is your kitty litter box in your studio? Cause that's exactly
no. You're lucky.
When you said that.
Your day.
It's my day.
I'd love to send you that someday. God, I hate doing that job. But anyway, I've always wanted to get one of those electronic ones, but I never wanted to spend the $200 on a kitty litter box cleaner thing.
Like, yeah, I would have a hard time doing that. It's only one cat. I figure I can suffer through it.
Yeah, that's what I figure. I figure it's the penance for owning the beast. It's like penance. Like I'm going to church every week, and this is what I've been given for being bad. Is I've been
the
given
cat?
Two things, the beast, the cat, and the cleaning up after the cat.
I should post a picture on Facebook of my husband with our cat, and you can see the guy really thought that he was going to hate the cat. He was not happy about owning the cat. He was adamantly opposed to it, and it turns out that he actually really likes the cat. Our cat, it's a white cat with blue eyes, and we call him Frank, like Frank Sinatra. But we just call him Frank the cat. I don't know why. But I'm going to post a picture. Let's see, I'm looking for it right now, of my husband with the cat. And I don't know if this is an appropriate photo because, you
is
know.
Is he dressed?
No. But you can't.
Well, then it's probably not an appropriate photo.
No,
well,
I mean,
maybe
he's got clothes on.
Oh, okay.
And he's just shirtless, so.
Well, I guarantee you all our female listeners have been gushing over his voice. We'll love it.
All right, I'm posting it.
Oh God,
right
this is
now.
So embarrassing for him. If he knows you did this, he's going to kill you.
Yeah, don't tell him. Yeah, please don't tell him that I did this.
He's just showing off here. He's just showing off. Let's get somebody else into this conversation who's on the line right now, and we have a caller calling in, and it's Christy West, formerly of thehorse.com. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Okay. Did you hear what she's doing?
A little bit.
It's on Facebook
it?
Right now.
All right.
I didn't quite catch exactly what she was doing because I was just getting offline with Jennifer.
Well, I guarantee you none of the women in this audience are going to – I just saw the picture. If you're at near the computer, Christy, go to Facebook.
Of course.
And look at our page. And there ain't nobody going to be looking at the cat, not any of our female listeners, anyway.
No, but the cat there is the focal point of the photograph,
uh-huh.
Glenn, okay? So this is the way – this is – it's what's funny is this is the only way that you can carry my cat comfortably. He will scratch you either way, but if you can't.
He's picture not it.
Naked.
You can only carry your cat when
is.
You're naked?
Awesome.
Moving on. The cat is so opinionated, and he knows the way he likes things, Glenn, and that's the way that it has to be.
There's so many
oh,
jokes.
Oh, Christy. Christy, I got to tell you, your replacement this week did a fantastic job, but it just wasn't the same without you. Of course, we're talking to Christy West from thehorse.com, or formerly of thehorse.com, and you've been with us for well over a year every single Wednesday. So you left. What happened?
I left. No, it was under good circumstances. You know, I've been working remotely from Texas for since I started back with the horse about a year and a half ago, or a little over a year and a half ago. And all this time, I've also been jumping at the local drop zone, Skydive Spaceland. We all know that I've been jumping out there quite a bit. And what you might not have known, though, is that I freelanced for them for several years, working on their website and newsletters and a lot of that kind of stuff. And they've been trying to get me to come out there and work full time for a while. And I've just always really enjoyed working out there. And, you know, just decided it was time to switch over to that industry and do that full time, and it's a great time, you know. And people keep asking, well, gee, what is it like? What are you doing? And I'm a director of marketing and communications out there. So basically, my job is to grow the business and to help more people have fun, and you know that just can't be all bad ever.
Grow the
nope.
business, have more fun. No, that definitely cannot be. So, what is a day in the life of Christy now?
Now it's a little bit different. I actually have to drive to work now, but you know that's
ew.
I know, right? None of us have had to do that for a while. So I drive to the drop zone. I've got an office over there, so I'll be working on a little bit of anything. Could be working on a newsletter that day. Could be working on some promotional materials, some brochures. It could be like yesterday or 2 days ago, I went out to a business in Houston called the Texas Rock Gym, where they have a bunch of climbing walls, and it's a very busy place. And they're going to be putting up some of our banners and brochures, and you know, trying to work with some of the local businesses to partner up, because a lot of the people who like to skydive. I also like to do a lot of other fun outdoor adventures. So it's fun. We actually, a lot of these local businesses, we pair up a little bit so that we promote each other's things because more people are out doing stuff. You know, you can't keep them all to yourself, and we know that. So,
Christy, can I just ask you a personal question?
You can ask it. I may or may not answer.
Good answer. Are you a single woman?
Am I a single woman? Why does it have to do with anything?
Because I have been to a rock climbing place before, and the pickings are good.
Awesome. You know, when I was out there, it was almost all kids, so I didn't really have that same experience. Almost everybody there was 15 or under, so I didn't have that thought, to be honest.
You went at the wrong time, because I'm not kidding you. The Climbing Wall Center in Atlanta, Georgia, whew, my goodness. I was like, I'll just stay here. I don't need to climb. I'm just going to watch.
I was there right around 5 o'clock, which was apparently school kid hour. So if I stop back by, you know, just to check and make sure that the brochures are all stocked, maybe I should go like 7.
Yeah,
you should
definitely
do that.
I think that sounds like a good plan. Thank you for that.
I saw pictures of Jamie to answer. I don't know the answer to her question, which I noticed she avoided. I did see pictures of when she went out to the National Skydiving Championships, and the pickings are pretty good out there too, from what I saw in the pictures there. No shortage of good-looking guys doing skydiving.
Did you find some crushes, Glenn?
He's already got a crush on my husband. We got to let that go.
Awesome. Yeah, the pickings aren't bad at a national skydiving competition either. I will definitely say that. I've dated a few.
Good-looking guys? What is it with good-looking guys and things that they want to do where they can die? Free climbing and jumping out of airplanes. Where are some of the other places you go visit that we could throw into this whole mix?
Well, hiking, climbing, any of the just outdoor stuff. I love to go to the Grand Canyon. I haven't gotten to go very many times, but actually, I like to hike Picacho Peak, not too far from you.
Oh, yeah, that's close.
So that's a nice little hike. Don't take the long way around the back when it's hot outside. Bad call. have you hiked Picacho Peak before?
No. Again, that's on the other side of town, and the other side of town is just like, I'm in California practically. Okay, that's how far west I am.
Jamie doesn't leave the house. In other words,
all right, fair enough. Well,
should you
ever go out there? There's a short, steep way to go up, and there's a long, you know, flatter way to come back if you want to. But that means you got to go down the backside and all the way around the base of this thing, which is like an additional, I don't know, 3-4 miles. And when the sun's out in the middle of the day in Arizona, that's just a bad call. I've learned this by experience. So short
no,
way
you're
up,
really,
the way to go.
You're really selling it to me. I think I'm just going to sign right up for that.
It's a great hike. I mean, you know, everything is so flat except for just a couple of rocks sticking up out of the desert, and this is one of them, and it's a neat view. A lot of times, training flights going over the top too, so perhaps you and your husband will want to stop by.
Yeah. Well, I think it'd be great, and I would like for you to, next time you're in my town, I will drive further than a mile and a half radius from my house and come and visit you. We've got to make it happen because I don't get to talk to you every Wednesday. But I'm really excited, Christy, for your new job. I'm really excited for what you're doing, and we're going to be definitely sad to not have you.
Well, I'm going to really miss you guys. I've been maintaining some duties for the horse while they were working on hiring somebody and transitioning Michelle in. And, you know, they said, well, what can you handle? How much work can you do? What do you want to do? And I said, well, you know, I'll do this and that and the other. And I'd really like to keep the radio show because it's a whole lot of fun. So I've really enjoyed working with you guys.
Remember, I wish I had gone back and gotten a little clip of the – I should have done that. I didn't think about it, Christy. But I should have gone back and gotten a little clip of your first time. Do you remember how nervous you were?
Not terrified.
Yeah, you've come a long way. This is a person who jumps out of airplanes and she's scared to talk to us.
You know, it's just that thing. I think so many of us just hate hearing us ourselves talk on a recording. So, you know, the first couple of shows I went back and listened to, I was like, oh my God, it's horrible. You know, I mean,
well,
I
got news for you. Jamie still doesn't listen. She never listens to the show.
Who doesn't?
Jamie.
That's awesome. But, no, it's just, you know, the whole public speaking, public address kind of thing, you know, I just never really, it's never been a favorite thing of mine, but you guys have made me a lot more comfortable with it, so thank you. And, you know, doing video interviews and whatnot at the AAP convention, all that's gotten a lot easier somehow. So, thanks. Appreciate it.
Good. That's terrific.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. And if you guys are ever in Houston, please, please, please come visit.
Oh, definitely.
I'll throw you out of a plane.
Are we going to do a double?
I am not actually a tandem instructor, but I will jump along with you. I put some pictures up on my profile about a month ago when I chased a friend of mine's tandem, and that's what I would do. I can't jump with you because I don't have that instructor rating. But
you'll throw me out beside you? That's it? You just go, and I'm gone?
Absolutely. We'll make it like a commercial where we throw you out and then throw the parachute after it and watch you try to catch it.
I'm sure Jennifer would love that. I got a large insurance policy. So
there you go. No, it's a lot of fun. You can jump. You can just ride along right seat with them and talk to the pilot all the way up and down too if you want. You don't have to.
Oh, I'd love that. That's the thing I love doing. I'd do that.
So if
all
you guys
right,
are in the area, come down and visit. We'll get you in a plane, throw you out of it if you want. Whatever works.
All right. Thank you for calling. Good luck with your new job. We loved having you here, and we are definitely going to miss you. And have a great holiday.
I will. You too. And thanks a bunch again.
All
take
right.
care. Oh, and by the way, Jamie, you were talking earlier about hemangiosarcoma. It's a cancer of the blood vessels.
God, I knew you'd know that.
Couldn't resist.
How do you say it?
Hemangiosarcoma.
So not hemangiosarcoma, like I was thinking, you know, He-Man. Okay,
He-Man.
Well,
there
thank you,
you
very much. Appreciate it. Sad to lose Indian Charlie, but thanks for the info. Horse.com. They know everything.
We try, but not successfully. Take care. Have a good Christmas.
Thank you, Christy.
Right. Bye, Christy. By the way, Susan Nelson also posted that on our Facebook page. Glenn, as you said she would, hemangiosarcoma is a rare, rapidly growing, highly invasive variety of cancer. It is a sarcoma arising from the lining of the blood vessels. That is, blood-filled channels and spaces are commonly observed microscopically. A frequent cause of death is the rupturing of this tumor, causing the patient to rapidly bleed to death. That is like the scariest, saddest thing I've ever heard. So, oh, God.
There is not a place in the body that cancer won't go. You know what I mean? You hear about cancer in the strangest places, and it's just it's awful stuff. My mom had it, and I know what she went through, and boy, what a terrible thing. Well, let's talk about, speaking of health for horses, let's mention our sponsor today, Kentucky Performance Products. I got an email from Karen that owns Kentucky Performance Products a little earlier this morning, and she said to wish everybody a happy holidays and a very happy new year from all of them over at Kentucky Performance Products. I didn't even tell you this, Jamie, but I think the second Friday in January, we're taking horses in the morning on the road to they have just moved into a new warehouse and brand new offices. So we're going to go actually record the show live from their offices at Kentucky Performance Products in Versailles, Kentucky. And that'd be like, it's spelled like Versailles, like in France, but we don't say it that way here in Kentucky because we have a need to change the pronunciation of everything. Something we
Versailles. Do. Versailles. Versailles. And then, you know, God forbid you call the city south of you correct, which is in most every place in the entire world, it's Athens. But no, the people of Kentucky, sit down because this is going to shock you. The people of Kentucky call Athens, Athens.
Yeah,
what?
But the reason for that is if you, in your best southern accent, said it both ways, it sounds much prettier as Athens in the southern accent.
Athens. That's just horrible. Athens is just, I would refuse. When I lived in Lexington, I refused to call it Athens because I'm a Georgia Bulldog, and they're in Athens, and I used to go hang out in Athens, and my brother went to college in Athens. I couldn't call it Athens, and people go, it's Athens. I'm like, no, it's not.
All right, let's talk about Kentucky Performance Products. Choose Kentucky Performance Product Supplements because the horse that matters to you matters to KPP. This week, we want to speak with you about Elevate Maintenance Powder. This time of year, horses are consuming very little grass and may not be getting enough natural vitamin E. Horses in vigorous training, seniors, broodmares, and stallions often require additional levels of vitamin E to meet their needs. When you need to supplement with natural vitamin E, choose Elevate Maintenance Powder. Affordable, effective, and research-proven, Elevate Maintenance Powder's vitamin E is nature's most powerful antioxidant, protecting your horse on a cellular level. Elevate Maintenance Powder supports the strong immune system and healthy muscle function necessary for top performance. It's affordable and it's easy to feed, and you can learn more about it and all of their products at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com. Well, our guest, next guest coming up here is Marcia, and she is from Maple Lane Equestrian Trailers, and we're having her on for a reason. And that reason is it's Christmas time, and we haven't talked about any big fancy gifts that you could buy your significant other this year, your horse husband, your horse wife. Well, we thought it was darn well time that we talked about that. And, you know, Janie, one of the things that we as Americans have always pined after is the horse trailers and horse boxes that they have over in Europe. When you see the pictures of these things, they're just works of art. They're beautiful, and they make them more efficient, and they make them lighter, and they have smaller vehicles over there to tow them. Well, that technology is now starting to come to North America, to Canada, the United States, and one of the companies bringing it, I think his name is Bachman, we're going to find out, because we're going to talk to Marcia from Maple Lane Equestrian Trailers about why these are so cool. Good morning, Marcia.
Well, good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning.
We're glad to have you. Now, where are you located? Where is Maple Lane Equestrian Trailers at?
We're in Ontario, Canada, and we're about 4 hours directly north of Syracuse, New York.
Oh, so that means that these are great in snow, too.
You got it. Not that we have much snow at the moment, but we're expecting some. You know, Santa's coming, so he needs something to land on, right?
That's right. Well, now, did I pronounce it right? Is it Bachman?
You know what? You're close. It's like Bookman, so it's like saying the word book and then mon afterwards. Bookman.
Bookman. Bookman.
Yeah. Very close.
Okay.
It's because of those two little dots over the O.
See, that's that whole foreign language thing. I don't do well at English, so they don't let me really do. They don't really let me do anything else. I was looking about these trailers, and And what we're going to be talking about here is one horse and two horse trailers, the smaller horse trailers, not big goosenecks. And the reason is there's a lot more people thinking economy. A lot of people are actually selling their goosenecks now and downsizing a bit.
These
are really made for being, like we have a Jeep Liberty. These are really made for being towed by lesser vehicles than huge trucks, right?
You got it. In Europe, they just don't have the same truck system that we have in North America. We're a truck culture, really, in North America. And over there, gas prices, fuel prices are so high. And just the cultural development of their road systems, they pull everything with cars. And I mean everything with cars. So they had to design trailers that would be safe to be pulled by a smaller tow vehicle. And there's like three big features that make that possible. They have different balance than what we have in a North American bumper pull. They add an aerodynamic perspective of features in the roof, and that eliminates drag and sway. And then they have a different kind of braking system than what we use typically here. So three big features.
I want to talk about all three of those, actually.
Okay.
The first one, the balance, and I think this is very interesting because one of the things that happens, and anybody that's hauled a trailer knows this, is there tends to be, when you have the horses loaded, there tends to be a lot of weight on the tongue, on the hitch that's attached to your truck.
Yep.
And you can see that because the back end of your truck really goes down. So these are actually designed that the weight is over the wheels, so that what's in effect happening is it's not pushing down on the back of your truck. Did I get that right?
You're right on that, and it's right where they place the axles. So in a North American bumper pull, the axles would be placed right to the back of the the trailer. So now there's the your horses are standing ahead of the support system, and then you've got your tack and hay and water and whatever else you've put in the front of the trailer. And so you have extra weight now leaning or piggybacking on your tow vehicle, which is okay because we pull with trucks, which have really strong chassis frames and can support the extra weight. But if you're going to pull with a Volvo station wagon or a Jeep Liberty or a Ford Escape or a minivan, those chassis just can't bear as much weight. So by centering the axles right underneath the center of where your horse stands, now you've got like 96% of your weight being supported by the frame of the trailer itself and only about 4% leaning onto the tow vehicle.
So now why aren't American manufacturers doing that?
I don't know. I think it will come over time. You know, we build based on our culture, right? So the trailers that were designed in North America didn't need to be smaller or tinier because we pulled with trucks originally. And, you know, they moved livestock and sheep and whatever else. And when they made them for horses, they just sort of made them taller and bigger, you know. In Europe, they never moved their livestock with trucks. That wasn't something they did. So they had to design based on what they had. And there's actually road regulations. In Germany, you cannot have a tongue weight for any trailer of any length or any weight greater than 150 kilograms or 330 pounds. And that's shocking.
Wow.
Shocking for people here. They're like, really? So it's possible by just where the axles are placed and how far apart they're placed. They're only allowed to be so many inches apart from each other to a maximum and to a minimum distance so that it can't be, you know, crazily apart underneath the trailer. That wouldn't be safe either. So it's very interesting how their design has come about.
Well, now, I really, too, we used to have a trailer, a shoop trailer, I think, at that point years ago, I mean 25 years ago, a two-horse trailer that instead of having electric brakes had surge brakes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guarantee you that 70% of the audience has no idea what I'm talking about right now. You have to be of a certain vintage to have run into a surge brake. But yours are tell us about the brakes because they're not electric.
They're not electric. Electric brakes are actually illegal in Europe, and they're illegal because the fail-safe for electricity is that you have a tow vehicle with a wide enough wheelbase and that's heavy enough that in the event the electricity ever fails, your tow vehicle can slow down the trailer that it's got hauling behind.
Oh, and then the other thing that's the fail-safe is the dead battery that everybody has. Because I guarantee you that 90% of the little tiny batteries that sit on that hitch there are dead.
Right, and that's something else you have to consider to maintain too, right? The kind of braking system that's used throughout Europe and on these models in particular, it's an entirely mechanical system. So it's like the surge brake that those of us of old will recall, but there's no fluid introduced. It's entirely mechanical. So what I mean is that where your coupler connects to your 2-inch ball, just behind that is a huge shock, a master cylinder, and it's connected via an S-cam to a brake rod. And that rod runs about a third of the way under the trailer, and then it comes to a little T-intersection, I call it, where all four brake cables meet. And so when you're slowing down, the trailer is naturally going to catch up to you during that time when you're slowing down, and pressure is put through that tongue, kicks on the shock, and then that pulls on the brake rods and applies your brakes. So the trailer is always self-adjusting its speed to the speed of the tow vehicle. So you never feel it push on you, the trailer. It always is going to stop as quickly or as slowly as your tow vehicle is going to.
So we're really kind of, it is different than the surge brakes like we were used to, because you used to be able to feel the trailer pushing you a little bit before those brakes kicked in.
Right, yep. And people ask me, you know, oh, if it's a mechanical brake system, what happens when you go backwards, when you reverse or reverse up a hill? How's that going to work? In the old days, there would be a pin that would have to be removed so that it would disengage the brake, and then you could roll backwards. Now, you know, all the new cool technology, there's it's called an overcam inside the brake hub, and when the wheels turn in reverse, it releases that overcam so that there's only about 4% of the brake still in play. So you don't even notice that when you're backing up. You can back up and park anywhere, back up hills, no problem.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, it's
well,
the,
now
caveman breaking, I tell you.
But I love that idea, actually, because I hate fooling around with the electric blade brakes and always adjusting them and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these had a couple other things, too, that I've always wanted to see on trailers, and you know, hopefully they'll become a thing over here, too, is the ability to unlock the butt bar from the outside, to release it from the outside. So you actually have a mechanism that, without even going into the trailer, I can release the butt bar without putting my hand in there.
Mm-hmm. And it's a multi-purpose one. So the redesigned, actually, the whole butt and chest bar system for 2011. But they had this feature in the past. And there's a ring on the outside of the trailer at the positions of both the chest bars, so on both sides of the trailer where the chest bars are, and at the rear where the butt bars are. And you can tie your horses to those rings if you needed to, you know, tying them up outside. But in the event you had a horse spook and get up over top of a chest bar and get hung up or back in underneath the butt bar, you can take a broom handle. A broom and shovel come with all the trailers, and you can take your broom handle or a wrench or anything that will fit through the ring and unscrew that ring. The ring is connected to a bolt that is integral to the system on the inside of the trailer. And as that bolt is pulled, unscrewed out, it loosens up the fixture that's on the inside of the stall wall, and then you can either lift off the butt bar so that the horse is no longer stuck underneath, or in the chest bar, it will drop the chest bar to the ground. So then the horse slides off and comes down on all 4 feet, and then you go in the trailer and say, okay, what's going on? Let's put you back together again.
I could have used that.
Road.
A couple of times, I could have really used that.
Yeah. It's amazing when that happens and you open the door and you see hooves over top of the chest bar and you go, oh, crap, now what?
Yeah, exactly. No, the chest bar is the one, too, that I've seen that happen with. And
well,
you have something, too. One of these designs actually has, and this is a two-horse trailer, keep in mind, a very sleek-looking two-horse trailer. One of these designs actually has a ramp in the front, too, so you just load them and walk them through.
That's right.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, we have a lot of veterinarians that buy that model, actually, because if you have an injured horse, backing them off or stepping them backwards off a trailer can be really hard on you know, if it's their hips or they have a leg lameness or something in their back. So walking them forward off is a lot easier. And I think we have 10 or 11 vets now that own trailers, and all of them but one own that model with the walk-off at the front. So I find that interesting that that's their choice. Yeah.
It does make sense for them, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing, so the couple of the other things I noticed, too, and this has always been a complaint, and it seems like they're fixing that. Again, the Europeans coming through to fix this, is that the ramp is longer so that the horse, longer than we're traditionally used to here, so that the horse can hit all 4 feet on the ramp.
It's a 5-foot ramp, so and the angle is quite low because the height from the floor, the stall floor off the ground is just around 16 inches, so it's not a really steep incline, and by having a longer ramp, it's an even lower incline for the horse to walk up. So for young horses, it's not as scary to look to get into the trailer. But by having 5 feet, any horse of any size, 18 hands or lower, are going to be able to put all 4 feet on that ramp so that they're in the same plane. They're not getting off balance by stepping on the ground and 1 foot on the ramp and 1 foot inside the trailer. But it just gives them more stability going in. We used to have a very old steel trailer, a North American one, and had a mare that would jump over the ramp to get into the trailer because she was pretty happy when we got this one.
Oh, dear. Hey, I got another ramp question for you, Martha.
Yeah, shoot.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I've been surfing around your website quite a bit, because that yellow one that you have on your inventory, my chestnut quarter horse would look so adorable on.
Oh, I love it.
But did I see one that the ramp can either be used as a ramp or as a door? You can convert it?
Yeah, they've had that design for many years and then took it off the market for a couple of years and redesigned it for 2011. And It is the slickest thing. So normally your ramp would, you know, be down, or and then you lift it up with the, there's hydraulic shocks that help lift the ramp, because otherwise it would be very heavy. So the hydraulics help lift it. You lock it into place with two big clamps left and right, and then to open it as a door on the passenger side, you would unhook the ramp clamp, and then there's a pin at the bottom, and you just pull the pin, and the door swings like a big barn door all the way around to the driver's side, where you
that
can.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so you have a step up or a ramp load in one trailer.
In the same
very
trailer.
Cool.
Wow, that's really cool.
I really
yeah,
want one.
Very slick. We demonstrated that quite a bit at the Royal Winter Fair in Toronto in November, and that was a pretty hot discussion topic around the fair.
Yeah.
Come on, try this. And it's so easy. That's what I love about it. You just pull the pin and opening up.
I can't tell you how many times we would have used that switched it around for different horses. I cannot tell you how many times.
And it's an option. Usually their standard is a ramp load, but, you know, if you have, we've had families where, you know, one person does Western riding and their horse has only ever done a step up, you know, and then somebody else who's doing English in the same family and their horses have only ever done ramps. Well, what trailer do you buy, you know? So now this gives people an option to have that option added, and, you know, you solve everything in one vehicle. It's very cool.
Sure. If you're like us and you also use your horse trailer to move furniture.
Yes.
And it's nice to have the step up and not the ramp.
Yep. Yep, moving hay or shaving pallets too. If you have a little loader, you can just open the door and then just drive right up. You take out all the bars down and the stall divider out and you're good to go. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing too is they really look like spaceships.
Yes, they do. They're very futuristic looking. That's partly the aerodynamic design. They have a very aerodynamic wedge and yet rounded front at the front of the roof. And then along the sides, there's indentations into the side of the roof, and then it flares out with a spoiler built into the back. And it's the spoiler built into the back that eliminates your vacuum. A lot of North American trailers are like transport truck trailers. They're like a big rectangle that pulls down the road. So they create a big vacuum in the back, and that vacuum, when the air bops around it, is what creates sway. So you'll hear of people, you know, I need to put sway bars on my bumper pole so it doesn't, you know, wag me as I go down the road. And these trailers won't do that because of the lack of vacuum at the back and the way the tires are put on. They're put on like a car tire. So instead of being parallel, they're actually angled in and towed in a little bit at the front, so they'll always run in a straight line, and they grip the road then when you go on curves. So it's great for driving in crappy weather.
All right. Well, yeah, and that's definitely our trailer right now. We have a two-horse trailer that has that problem. We could really use some sway bars on it. So we just need to find a way to get one of yours and solve the problem. That's what we need to do.
More than that. Well, you know, just so you know, we have a dealer now that's opened up in Maryland. So we're starting to get some trailers coming into the U.S. too, which is great. And people come across the border and shop all the time. So it's nice about our two countries. We can do that a little more easily.
So now where can people learn more about these trailers and your company?
Well, I would be happy to have them surf our website. It's maplelanetrailers.com. That's the easy way to do it. And you're more than welcome to surf and then give us a call. We'd be happy to answer any questions. For us, we're showing at shows up in Canada, but you're welcome to come across the border. We're happy to have cross-border shoppers.
All right. Well, thank you. You explained it very well, and these are really, really cool. It makes me want one. I want one now. So,
all right. Well,
on my Christmas list.
Exactly. Hopefully Santa will be good to you, as long as you've been good all year.
All right, Marcia. I'll be sending you my wish list, okay?
Excellent.
You're closer to Santa where you live than me.
True.
So, yeah.
We might have an
thanks,
in
here. Marcia.
All right. Have
Bye.
A great day. Bye-bye.
Now, why aren't we so behind in our technology for trailers here in the United States? That's my question.
I don't know. I mean, some of the stuff she was saying was pretty darn cool. So definitely something to look at. And you're right. They look like spaceships. I mean, these are like wicked-looking trailers. They're pewter, and I don't know what the material is, but it looks like titanium. Yeah.
I know. It looks cool, doesn't it? You would be the cool kid pulling into the horse show.
Yeah, except for the fact that I just got one. Don't try to sell me another one. I'll get in trouble.
And these
they're looking for dealerships in the U.S. So if you've always wanted to sell horse trailers
job.
Or already do, give them a call.
Well, you know what? Pretty soon you're not going to be able to keep horses in your fields anyway because of the gophers. You could just have a trailer dealership back there.
Oh, jeez. I thought you were going to tell me just keep the horses in the trailer all the time.
Yeah. All right, let's do a break for our song. The song today is sponsored by Pocket Stable. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Pocket Stable is the best iPhone app ever. If you have horses and you don't have Pocket Stable in your app store, well, you should have it in your app store. Go look at it. It's pocketstable.com if you want to find it on your computer. You know, you have those tablet thingies or the, what are those little flat computers, the little
iPad?
Yes. I'm so into it. I have my iPhone is like 9 years old. Just like
I know.
The first
we need
one.
To get you a new iPhone.
I know. It's kind of embarrassing. But that's okay because I have Pocket Stable on it and I have Angry Birds. And those are my two favorite apps. Have you played Angry Birds, Glenn?
No, never have because I knew if I started I would be addicted and I should never do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Chad downloaded it, and between Pocket Stable and Angry Birds, all I do is stare at my phone. So what Pocket Stable is, back to them, is it is an iPhone app where you can keep track of all your horses' medications, vaccines, dewormings, farrier visits, all right there. And you set up your little horse stable, and each horse you can click on, you put in their information. So like my vet's coming this weekend to do our vaccines, and I had the farrier out this past week. Yeah, it's been an expensive week with the horses. So all that is in my iPhone. And so next time I go, how long has it been since the farrier? I don't have to dig through receipts or anything like that, pieces of paper, scratch sheets. It's all right there in my iPhone. Check it out, pocketstable.com or pocketstable in your app store.
Well, thank you, Jamie. Next up is our song by Templeton Thompson. We haven't played this one yet this year. It's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. We'll get in the spirit for the weekend shopping everybody's going to be doing. And then tell all your friends, go around the cubicles, tell them to come over and listen, because it's time right after this for a really bad
let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the
Alright, I'm sitting here. I've got my nice, warm, peppermint-flavored coffee in my hand. I'm swaying back and forth, and I think that song just officially got me in the Christmas spirit.
That's good, because it's time to buy my gift.
I actually bought your gift yesterday. I don't want to talk about it. Then you'll get it out of me, because I hate surprises. So, yes, I'm in the Christmas spirit. Now, do you think Templeton Thompson just sings all the time? Like, I would sing in conversation if I had a voice like that. She's amazing.
I think she does sing all the time. Hey, can I clarify something before we go on? I have to just stop the show here. You posted the picture of your half-naked husband and the big fat cat, Frank.
Okay.
And my old buddy from high school came on and made a comment under that, Dale, and said, Glenn has a husband? Did I miss something? Because you forgot to sign your little thing when you posted that. So, Dale, to answer your question is, no, that's Jamie's husband. My wife would be very upset if I had a husband, too.
Well, Dale, that wasn't really funny. I mean, there's only one person on this show who that could be. But he's just giving you a hard time because you're a high school buddy. I love it.
I know. Just clarifying.
By the way, yes. You are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. And we have a Kentucky Performance Product $1 million gift certificate to give away today. Okay, it was 100, but it sounded more fun to say that. $100 gift card to give away today to the winner of Really Bad Ads.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
And actually, Jamie, we have more than one prize today. We're going to have two winners today, and the second winner will win a copy of Dory McCullough Lawson's little kid's book, Text. You can give that out to some. You can re-gift that one for the holidays. And that will be sent out to a winner as well. She was on Monday's show. If you missed that, it was a very fun interview. Okay, it's time for Really Bad Ads, Jamie. We just want to clarify for everybody that the names we are reading here are people who have submitted the ads, not the people that wrote them. We usually don't give out their names unless they're really bad.
I just read this first one, and I almost think this one should have got the honorable mention because it's fantastic. Don Bailey sent this one in, and Don, being a regular contributor, she just knows what I like. And there's nothing that makes me more happy than poor punctuation, bad spelling, and no capitalization. And this has all of those. The title of the ad is To Apple Sua. Two apple sua. There are two apple sua. They are full apple sua. The one apple sua is a 9-year-old Shia about 15 hand. She good around other horse and dogs. She is an easy keeper. She saddle bork. She bareback ride. I ride her with a bit. She loads up, stands for ferry, and I am open offer on her. Number two horse. She is Apple Sue, a three-year-old, stand about 15 hand. She not bork need work with her. She is good with horse and dog. She stand for ferry and load up. I open up for offer on her as will. I am downsizing my horse. Thank you, Merry Christmas. If you want to know more about them, fee free, email me.
All right, Dawn. That's it. That was very good, Ed. I got to say, Dawn, we're going to find something for Dawn. We're going to give her second runner up.
That was awesome.
Jennifer, make a note that we're going to give Dawn second runner up, and we'll find something to send to her because that was pretty good.
And I should get a prize for reading it like that.
Yes, you should. You did it very well, too. Did a good job. All right,
this is
the last
one. Really bad ads of the year. Can you believe that? Last one we're doing.
I know.
I got to scream this one, so I have to back off the mic a bit. All right, this is from Robin, who sent this one in. Everything is capitalized, so they're screaming it. Own daughter of big as I am, $1,500. I have a daughter of big as I am. I have a daughter of big as I am. She is out of a daughter of Doc Hickory. She is 19 years old and in foal to a nice cow stallion from Pitzer Ranch that has points. Don't make these anymore. Give me a call. I love that. They don't make them anymore. Apparently, we're not making horses anymore.
I love really bad horse names, and that is just
big as I am.
That is one big as I am, big as I am for sale. All right, you got the next one.
Oh, I do. Okay, this is trying. This is from Dawn Bailey too. Trying to sell a horse. It's a horse. H-O-U-R-S-E. Horse. I don't know much. We have had it for about 1 year, and we need to sell it. It is a brown horse. The brown horse. Don't know much about it. They've had it for a year. I wonder if they've been feeding it. That made me wonder if they've actually been feeding it, or they don't know much.
They don't know much about it. They don't know if it needs to eat, what it eats, nothing like that.
I guarantee its feed has never been done. Guarantee the ferry has never been out.
The ferry hasn't been there, and they certainly ain't done no deworming. Next one's from Amy Gilbert. Two-year-old stud must go, $200, in Sayre, Pennsylvania. I have a two-year-old stud I need gone. Got him a couple weeks ago and was told he was a gelding. Well, he recently bred my mare, which I don't want happening. So I want him gone.
Funny how geldings will do that occasionally.
Yeah, but how do you not see testicles?
I'm wondering, I'm sorry, I'll let you finish the ad, but what I was wondering is that he really had been gelded. And, you know, if he'd just been done, they tend to still do that activity. So,
you know what? My warm blood gelding will just do everything he can to breed a mare. So it does happen, but I'm kind of, the ad goes on. Okay, I have a two-year-old stud I need gone. Got him a couple weeks ago and was told he was a gelding. Well, he recently just bred my mare, which I didn't want happening. So I want him gone. Trailer's well. I'm guessing he does good with farrier because his feet look good. He is a little shy. Would do best in a stall as I have a hard time catching him in the field. Never had a saddle on him, but that means you can train him for anything. He's a blank slate for you to mold. You must...
There's how to sell it. There's a good selling. Oh,
that is a salesperson right there. You must pick up as I don't have a trailer. Serious inquiries only, please. Email for more info and to set up a time to see him. Can send more pictures as well. These pics, blah, blah, blah. He's a beautiful horse. Just got to see him in person. Only asking $200 for him. My God. How much did she pay for him, you think?
I think $100. They were free. Got it for free. It was one of those free horses because it was a gelding. Maybe she paid $100 because it was a gelding. Yeah.
Right. Well, I've got the next one, too. This is Amy Gilbert as well. Horses for sale in Pleasant Brook. I don't know where Pleasant Brook is, but it sounds lovely. Horses for sale, registered animals. quarter horses, Appaloosas, used horse trailers, sulky bighorn western saddle with matching breast collar, old-fashioned gold-colored cook stove. Call Nancy. Leave a message. Landscaper dream. For every tree you transplant for me, you can have one. 6, 7, 8, 9 feet high. Different kinds. Blue spruce, Douglas fir, Scotch pine. Also own an old house I am thinking about tearing down. Looking to sell an old mahogany staircase. Two floors with a big square bottom. Must have some really old, may have some really old trim. For sale, a 2000 blue Ford four-door. Bottom rusted out, so will not pass inspection, but has all good parts, engine, tranny, etc. Last on the road in July, registered quarter horse mare, $250, has nice foals.
Can you wait a minute while I go get some aspirin? That one gave me a headache. What the hell?
What on earth? The title, Horses for Sale. That's it. And that was about all they said about their horses. There's so much wrong with that. This person needs medication. The person who wrote this ad needs...
You thought I had ADD.
That's what it is. It's ADD. I love that one. I love it.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, there's about 12. She really could have done about 12 Craigslist ads there. All right. The next one is from Robin as well. And this is the first one we've had that has ever tried to sell dirt. Trees, rocks, cactus, dirt, gold. $25. It's all capitalized. Let me put the mic back again. At Ironwill Family Campground, we have all that you can haul in PU. All the trees, cactus, four kinds, all cut sizes of rocks, dirt, sand, and clay. Willow, oak, cottonwood, paradise, and wild plum, if you're lucky, gold. Something for everyone. Firewood.
Wow. These people are brilliant, too, because you know what they're doing, Glenn? They're getting you to clear their land.
Exactly. In the hopes that you're going to find some of the gold. So
That's why you would do it, because by God, you may find gold. But that is ridiculous. That's fantastic. These are all really good today. Don Bailey sent in the next one. Two settles, S-A-T-T-L-E-S, $400.
Oh, you got to wait a minute. You got to do this. Southern accent.
All right. Two settles. I got two settles for sale that I inherited from my grandma. She pasted away, and I don't know what to do with them. $400 or best offer. Again. All one sentence, I got two saddles for sale that I inherited from my grandma, and she pasted away. I don't know what to do with them. $400.
Poor grandma pasted away.
Just pasted right away. Bless his heart.
She was into craft.
Nothing but love in that family. She died and left him to me, and I'd like to get rid of him.
Here, yeah, I have nothing. I don't know what to do with these things. I don't even know what they are. Spell them S-A-T-L-E-S. Fatal.
All right. Do you want me to do the next one?
Yeah, you,
or
did
do you want
one. Yeah.
Okay.
This is
kind of cute. Robin Donahue, a horse named Otto, Round Rock. Otto has been my sister's horse. He is loving. Oh, wait, I need to do it because this is overly punctuated. Otto has been my sister's horse. He is loving, fun, a very friendly horse, kid-friendly, lovable. We don't have time to ride or play with them anymore. The kids are the horse. Sorry, that was me. All right. He is trained. He is older. So he is more tamed and reliable. He does not really run. He had a minor injury before we got him. So he trots, gallops, but does not go any faster. He doesn't go any faster than a gallop?
Gallop? That's what I thought, too. He doesn't run. Apparently runs faster than a gallop.
He trots, gallops, but does not go any faster. Does that mean that he does not have Pegasus wings? Is that what I'm getting out of this? A great starter horse for a young kid or even for a first-time adult rider. Oh, and he smiles.
Well, that should have been an extra $200 there for the smile part.
It was a $300 horse, but he smiled, so now he's $550.
$550.
Oh, God.
All right.
Fantastic.
And our runner-up today, our runner-up is, well, we had to do it. It's our last one of the year that we're doing. And horse trailers have really crappy horse trailers have really become a thing on this show over the last couple of months. So we had to award one of the prizes. And so Denise Burrell is going to get the book Text by Dory McCullough Lawson. You'll just need to send your address to Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. She's getting this gift because she sent in a picture of a horse trailer that really beats them all. And it says horse trailer eight. I can't believe they won $800 for this thing. Jennifer's going to post a picture of it. Post a picture of the ad too, Jennifer. Horse trailer $800 in Bolivia. I'm not sure if that's overseas or around here. Horse trailer for sale has side door and fold down walk-in. Call. And when you see the picture, people, of this trailer on our Facebook page, the description does not do it justice. Would you say, Jamie? It just doesn't do it justice.
Well, they didn't describe the beautiful paint job or the fact that there are flip-up windows. And when they said fold-down walk-in, does that mean it's a ramp trailer?
It's a ramp. I think it's a ramp. And you know what? This one actually has the surge brakes. You can see them on the hitch there in the front. What used to be surge brakes on the hitch there in the front before it rusted to oblivion. But
is that the wire that's coming out of the window down? That's kind of.
I don't know what that is. I thought it was a snake.
It might be a snake. You may have that. Snake is for free.
Yeah. What a crappy trailer. $800 for people just dreaming.
I guess so. I don't know who would pay $800. That's embarrassing. That is embarrassing. If you're listening to this show later and you're not listening to it right now and you can't find the picture, I would like to describe this. It seems to be one of those one horse skinny trailers that you see pulled around every once in a while. It's a bumper pull, and there is a bit of powder blue paint on the front underneath two windows that have a snake hanging out of them. And on the side, the near side of it, you can see a little patch of red paint. The entire rest of the trailer, mind you, is rust-colored. And I'm sure it's not painted rust. It's probably real rust. Real rust, slide, I don't even know. You didn't mention the four flat tires. Four flat tires, $800, quite a steal. It would cost you more to get new tires than the purchase of this trailer. Oh, bless her heart. Well, I hope they got
Thank
it.
You,
if
Denise.
I want one of those, we should call. I want to call. Just be like, hey, is that trailer sold yet? No, do it right now.
Except they gave us way too many phone numbers that you see there. We got like a dozen numbers there.
No, there's plenty. It's the 910 is the area code. I say we call it right now and just be like, hey, is your trailer sold yet? And just see what they say. I want to do it so bad. Okay, I would do it, but my cell phone just died. You should do it on your phone, Glenn, while I read this one.
Okay, you go ahead. This is the winner of a $100 gift certificate from Kentucky Performance Products.
And the winner for the last really bad ads of the entire year goes to Amy Gilbert. Amy Gilbert!
Yay, Amy!
And it's just because this is a very descriptive, very interesting ad about a 2005 thoroughbred gelding. And I don't know if you're going to be able to figure out what his name is by the end of it, but if you can't figure out the name of the horse at the end of it, I will reread it for you. It's really long. Okay. What you need to know about Wisdom. Number one, Wisdom was born in 2005 and is 15.3. He's the Jockey Club registered and sells with his papers. He's a gelding, but don't tell him that. Number two, Wisdom has been home from the track since 10/16/11. All reports from the track say that he's excellent under saddle. I've never ridden him, nor do I personally know anyone who has. Therefore, you will not be able to ride him on premises. Sorry. Number three. Wisdom
we think he rides, but you ain't riding him here because I'm not paying your hospital bill.
No way. Ain't suing me. Number three, Wisdom is a blonde. He's a big, muscular goofball who needs a patient owner who will deal with his silliness and blonde moments. For example, see below. Number four, Wisdom is missing one nostril. Remember when I said Wisdom is blonde? He tried to pick his nose with the flat-sided bucket handle. Epic fail.
Can you imagine what a bloody mess that was?
Oh, probably really gross. Epic fail, and he regrets it. I like that. Number five. Wisdom has a thickened tendon in one front leg that causes zero issues for him, as you can see from the photos taken 10-17. He has huge movement and presence and would make an excellent English prospect. Number six. Contrary to his blonde nature, Wisdom has good ground manners and handles it without a nose or lip chain, even fresh from the track. He loads.
It's a good thing he has no nose.
I know. He loads, leads, ties, and jumps right onto the trailer. He's also quite friendly and is somewhat of an attention whore. Don't hold that against him. I think whore might have been a little excessive of a word to choose for an ad. Whatever. Number seven, Wisdom has excellent feet. He doesn't play well with non-horses. Oh, he also doesn't play well with non-horses and will occasionally show his lovely feet to them up close. Very, very close.
Oh, wait a minute. Can you read that one again?
That doesn't make sense. Wisdom has excellent feet. He also doesn't play well with non-horses and will occasionally show his feet to them up close. Very, very close.
Does that mean human?
People? Yeah, that's what yeah.
Is he talking about a goat or a person?
A goat, dog, person. Apparently, if you're a non-horse, he's going to kick you. If you have any questions about Wisdom that I haven't covered here, please feel free to email me. If you feel the need to ask if Wisdom would be a good horse for your novice child to do 4-H with, please don't waste your time or mine. Yay, Amy. Fantastic job. Love the ad.
I almost want to give the lady that wrote this a prize.
But she did a really good job writing it, so it's not a bad ad. It's just overly excessive in the use of the horse's name and also in the details. And I think I really like the ad because I sold a pony for $100. I had him listed for $100. $100 pony. Here you go. He's not broke. He's pretty wild. I had people call, I was like, you will need a trainer. I had people calling me up going, my son is a fantastic rider. He is special. He is gifted. He is talented. And I think he could train this pony. And I'm like, oh, really? How old is your son? He's four. So the fact, I mean, that happened repeatedly, Glenn, repeatedly. So I love it. It says here in the ad, if you feel the need to ask if Wisdom would be a good horse for your novice child to do 4-H with, don't waste my time. I was thinking that all the time. They give this huge sale on how their kid is the best, and then it turns out he's like 3 years old. No, you can't have my pony.
Oh, that was good. Thank you, Amy. We appreciate everybody who has sent in the really bad ads this year. It's a very popular part of the show every week, and we will continue it next year. We'll start it in the first week of January, so continue to send in your bad ads. In the meantime, the ones you find over the holidays here, next Friday we have a special recorded holiday episode for you, and then the following week we're going to be off, the week between Christmas and New Year's. We're going to be off, but we have some best of shows for you and some good stuff coming all that week, so there will be shows. We will be taking a little break. Jamie's getting sick of me. She said one more week's all I can handle. So that's what the schedule is coming up. Now, we have one little announcement yet, and that is of the Horse of the Year candidates for the United States Equestrian Federation are now open, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and please go on and vote. You can go to usef.org. I just posted the link on our Facebook page as well. And there's a very special horse that we would love everybody to go on and vote for, and that is a horse named Neville Bardos. And if you've heard of Neville because he's Boyd Martin's horse, the Aventer, and he was in that horrible barn fire. And in that barn fire, Boyd lost several horses, and Neville actually sustained really bad burns and breathing problems. Well, within 3 months, Boyd had him back into competition form and finished one of the hardest horse trials in the world. So, you know, amazing comeback story. Boyd lost his father. He lost his father-in-law right after the fire. I mean, just horrible year that he's had. And the comeback that these two have made is inspiring for anybody. And they just did an article about Boyd in Sports Illustrated. Okay, an eventer made it to Sports Illustrated. So, you know, it's a good story. So, USEF.org. And you can vote there, and please, you vote for your favorites, but also please vote for Neville. I'd love to see him get Horse of the Year and beat out those, you know, fancy dressage horses and all the other horses that made it in there. So please go vote for Neville Bardos, USEF.
All right. Thank you, Jamie. It's been a great week. We appreciate all of you listening this week, and we'll be back again Monday morning at 9 a.m. here live at Horses in the Morning. Have a terrific weekend. Enjoy your horses. Remember, there's only 8 shopping days left till Christmas. So in between riding, you got to go out there and buy a couple of gifts and get ready for a week from Sunday, actually, is Christmas already. So we will see you, Jamie, on Monday morning.
Absolutely. Spay, neuter, and geld, people. Do it this weekend.
See you, everybody.